Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He inspires small business.
We can teach these barbarians a lesson in Western methods and efficiency that will put them to shame.
He tells it like it is.
I realize how difficult it's going to be in this godforsaken place where you can't find what you need. And there's the challenge.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
With all due respect, sir, I believe this is going to be our finest hour.
Welcome back. It's 34 After. Thanks very much for staying with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you. And we got Wayne Allen Root back on the show, ladies and gentlemen. Wayne is a member of our Brain Trust. He's the 2008 Libertarian Vice Presidential nominee. He is the author of The Conscience of a Libertarian, and he's traveling the country getting that message out, the idea of what it means to be a libertarian and the place libertarians have in the future of this country. And we're going to talk about that a little bit later on the show, but right now I've got something else I want to ask him. Wayne Allen Root, welcome back to the show.
Hey, Jim, how are you?
Doing great. It's good to have you back. Wayne, before we get into the politics, I wanted you to give us a report on Las Vegas, because that's where you live. I was there in May. I could see that, actually, I was there 2 years in a row in May. I was there in 08 and 09, and I could see, even in 08, that I saw a lot of construction that wasn't happening, that was partially built in 08, and then 09 it was even worse. So what's going on out there right now?
Well, I think the biggest problem in Vegas now is the construction that was happening, the construction of the MGM City Center, which is one of the most beautiful and certainly the most expensive and largest undertaking in the history of America by private industry, just under $10 billion, a group of buildings that are the most beautiful, breathtaking buildings you've ever seen. They've all been built. They officially opened in December, and my insiders tell me that there's no one staying in them.
Wow.
You know, they're basically hotels that are owned by individual investors. Well, very few individual investors ever bought them, and very few people are staying in them. So, you know, you just added thousands of rooms to a market that was already way down in business and way down in tourism and way down in every single number you could use to determine how the economy is doing. Vegas has tremendous problems. I mean, let's put it this way, Jim. A few years ago, we're talking only 3 or 4 years ago, I used to live in dread of having to go to the airport, you know, anything less than 2 hours
right.
out, because there were so many people at the airport.
Right.
It took you 2 hours just to get through security. And now, on a Friday morning just a couple of weeks ago, I had to get to a speech, and I wound up leaving my house late, and then I hit traffic, and I got to the airport, and I realized I was in big trouble. It's a Friday, and I only had like 55 minutes. Forget it. I'm not going to make my flight. I get out of the car, I run to security. I know I'm a doomed man. I get there, and I'm the only person in line.
Wow.
I walked right through it. Everything was fine.
Wow.
The place is a ghost town. There's no one at the airport anymore.
Wow.
That's what's happened to Vegas. On a Friday, nobody in line in front of me walked right through. That is terrifying.
It is terrifying.
That's worse than waiting in a two-hour security line.
Yeah.
The economy is doing terrible, and when the Fed tells you we're in recovery or the start of a recovery, it's a complete fabrication, lie.
Now, from your perspective, though, Wayne, there in Vegas, you know, you're in the ditch. You're deep in the ditch of the recession. I mean, if you're in South Florida, if you're in Orange County, California, probably Phoenix, maybe Atlanta. I mean, those are some of the really bad places for the real estate industry, the housing especially. So you can't really report on the national economy from Las Vegas, can you?
Well, no. Here's the thing about me. Forget about the fact that I live in Vegas. I've got friends all over the country. I'm a guy who ran for vice president of the United States, and I know people who are libertarian, who are conservative, who are Republican, who are independent, who send me emails from all over the United States, Jim. And all of my friends, the people who reach out to me, are basically small businessmen, because they know I'm the guy who fights for small business, just like you. And they're telling me everywhere in the country that they're going under. They're losing their houses. They're losing their business. They can't make payroll. Or if they're surviving, the only way they're surviving is by the small business owner not taking a salary himself. How long can you live like that?
I've been talking about that. I've been reporting on this. I've been explaining to people all about that. We're going to talk about that in a little bit. I'm going to come back to Vegas, though. What's the unemployment rate in Las Vegas?
You know, obviously, nationally, they claim it's 10%, and we don't believe that. The real national rate, when you count the people who stopped looking or underemployed, is closer to 20%.
Yeah, I agree.
And in Vegas, I believe the latest number was 13% reported, so you figure it's certainly over 20 here.
Right.
So, you know, and the reason
that
it's
doesn't
13,
that doesn't include the people who moved out, right?
So many people have moved out. Having said that, I do want to mention to you that there are liberals out there who love to compare Vegas to Detroit. and they want to say that Vegas is the most empty city in America, like Detroit, and that neither city, you know, out of every five homes, there's, you know, three people in three of them occupied, two of them empty. Well, in Detroit, here's the big difference. Detroit is, of course, part of the highest tax environment and the most liberal political environment in America, Michigan. And Vegas is part of the lowest tax environment in America, Nevada. And we've been the fast-growing state in America for 25 years. Detroit's gone from, they've lost over half, I don't remember the original number, but they've lost over half the people in their town in the last 30 years of their policies. And Vegas, of course, has grown from a city of 300,000 in the last 30 years to a city of 2 million. You can't compare the two at all, other than to say conservative fiscal policy works, because Nevada's been a big success.
Hold on to that thought. The problem with Vegas, of course, though, is that a lot of your economy is based on discretionary spending, which hasn't been a lot of that going on in the last 18 months. Hold on to that thought, folks. Quick break. Right back with Wayne Allen Root. 22. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.